Log Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
From Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, July 22nd, 2011, episode 190, sponsored today, Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a surprise. I need some horsing around.
First of all, thank God it's Friday. It's Friday, people. It's almost the weekend. You just have to suffer through one more day of work to make it to a beautiful, fun Saturday where I'm sure you're going to find some water to lay in or drink or do something frolicking outside in some water somewhere. That's what I suggest. Because it has been just a crazy week. And Glenn, I would like to let you know that I'm requesting today publicly on the air, I need a raise.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I'm just going to tell you, I need a raise. We need to get some more sponsors or something because...
What'd you do?
I had to pay some bills yesterday. This damn dog of mine, I'm not kidding
Which
you.
Which one?
Zenyatta. So
your dog this time, not the other dog, your dog.
It was my dog again. Remember I told you she had that big reaction to something over the weekend and her face swelled up?
Yeah.
So I come in yesterday. I'd gone to lunch with a friend of mine, and I come home, and all the dogs are barking. You know, when you walk in the door, they all, like, kind of crowd the door, and they want to hang out with you and jump on you and lick you and tell you how much they love you. Well, I see my border collie, I see Boomer, and I see the Basset Hound. I don't see Zinni. No Zenyatta. So I walk in the house, and I'm looking for her at this point. You know, where is she? And then I see she's over on the couch in the living room, which, first of all, is a no-no. Second of all, I'm like, get over here and say hi to me. What is your problem? So she jumps off the couch and goes to come over. When she jumps, she splays her legs, like, all four legs out to her side in different directions. So clearly that's not good. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. Get over here and say hi to me. I come over, she goes to pet me, and then she starts to throw up. She starts, hold on, you're tangled in the cord. She starts to throw up on the thing. So I grab her by the collar and I rush her outside. I'm like, you know, maybe she got into something. So I put her outside and she's throwing up. Then I realize she can't stand up. Like, her whole hind end is twisting over to the side, and she's walking, like, staggering around, like she's drunk or ataxic or has, you know, West Nile, you know, like how they kind of walk sideways.
None of this is good.
No, definitely not. So I call one of my friends, who's my friend Joanna, who's an eye vet, and I'm like, who should I go to? Where should I go? Oh, my God, I got to go somewhere. I got to take her somewhere, you know, freaking out. And so she just tells me to take her to the emergency clinic, and she actually meets me over there. And so I throw Zemian in the car, and we rush to the animal emergency, which, as you know, rushing a dog to animal emergency is not cheap. Hence me asking for a
never
raise.
Is.
It is $95 to walk in the door, is what they told me. Now, I don't care, because my dog is seriously having a problem. So I grab her, you know, when I had to set her in the car, and then she couldn't obviously walk out of the car, and her eyes were like bug-eyed and looking all weird and rolling around. So I had to lift her out of the car. They met me at the door. This big vet tech comes over and grabs her from me, and they rush her to the back. Because I called freaking out on my way there, of course. Oh, my God, my dog, my dog, my dog. You know, blubbering. And so I give her the dog, and they come back out, like, in 2 minutes. And they're like, hey, she's in critical condition. So we're going to have to do the emergency kit on her, which I guess is, like, they run, they start the IV fluids. They run some blood work immediately, and they do all these tests to, like, check for toxins and poisons. So I'm like, okay, great. That's aside from the $95 to walk in the door, that's another $270. And they charge you, like, each time that these costs are coming up. I guess they have to get their money immediately. So I'd already paid the $95 to walk in the door. Then they charged me another, like, $240 to run the emergency kit. So then I had to sit in the waiting room for, like, an hour and a half while the fluids were running. And the doctor comes out and it's like, okay, hold on, I got it right here. What was the diagnosis? Zenyatta had an acute allergic reaction from an insect bite, inhalant allergy, food allergy, or medication-related vaccine or anything like that. Her prognosis was fair.
Okay, so she either got bit or she ate something. We have no freaking idea, but she had a reaction.
Exactly. And
$600, please.
Yep, $500. Hold on, my husband. Hey, my husband doesn't know. It was $520. I told him it was the first initial $270, but then I didn't tell him about all the medications they had to give her. Oh, he's up. Uh-oh. I mean, it was $240, and it was just expensive. Whew. He's coming around the corner. So basically, they end up injecting her with Benadryl, is what it is. And the Benadryl shot, $55. I'm like, I can give her a pill for like 12 cents. $55 for the Benadryl shot. Then they give her this injection of Famotidine. You know what that is? Pepcid.
No.
Okay. It's Pepcid AC. So I could have given her a pill for, again, 12 cents. And then diphenhydramine. I don't know what that is. And then fluids. I have horse fluids, but it's like, you know, one of those huge bags. They were like, you would kill her with that. She'd float away. Anyway, my dog is having allergic, like, major allergic reactions to stuff. It's her face swelled over the weekend. But then yesterday, she had, like, ataxia, like her spinal cord was affected. And apparently that is how dogs manifest acute allergic reactions. And I do appreciate the vets being so awesome. I know I'm complaining about the money, but you would, too, if, like, in 5 minutes you spent $550. I mean, good Lord. But she's okay now, and she's walking around. And when they did finally, after a couple hours of her being back there, they did say, they were like, well, she feels good enough to be a little bit combative. And I said, oh, no, she's terrible. Like, you can't do anything with her.
Oh, that's her normal. That's the way she is normally.
They were like, she's a little spunky. She's fight. I'm like, I remember trying to give her the shot last weekend with the horse vet, and she was like about to kill us. So I'm like, no, she's a bitch. Like, there's no doubt about it. She's a nightmare to work on. So sorry about that. At least she's feeling good enough to fight you. But then, you know, the dog that couldn't walk in, 2 hours later, they lead her out to me, and she obviously looks pretty pathetic, but she can walk. You know, I'm like, it's a miracle. And of course, they said, well, we just really wish that more of our cases walked out of here. You know, being an emergency clinic is pretty usually pretty grave. So everybody kind of cheered as I walked her out the door and put her in the truck. And it was just.
Well, sure. They're all going to have a great weekend. They can afford the beer now.
I know. I'm like, that's Pepsid.
You can't, but they
and that's
can.
That's Benadryl. I'm like, can I keep this stuff on stock like at the house? And they were like, well, yeah, but don't you can't really run fluids to her IV, and that's really what she needs the most. I'm like, great. Perfect. So anyway, the good news is that my little Zenyatta is okay, and she's laying here on the couch, and apparently we need to muzzle her because she eats everything possible.
She needs a bone, and I have the bone.
Send me the antler.
I'll tell you what, the antler, I got to tell you about the antler then. By the way, Susan just posted, my dog had a similar reaction to different flea medicine. Do you use that spot-on stuff or anything?
They get frontline, but she hasn't had any reactions to that. But they asked me about that, Susan. They actually asked me if I had given her any topical things like that, or if she had vaccines or anything different medication-wise. But they specifically asked me if I'd put anything topical on her. I said, no, I'm nothing. So I don't know what she got into, but I'm going to do a major health check. I mean, I don't even see anything that she could have licked. You know what I mean? So I'm so frustrated, and I think my husband might divorce me if I rush my dog back for another $550 4 days after it happened last time. Oh, Lord.
I feel your pain. Last time I took our previous greyhound to the vet, they conned me into, and I'm a sucker. You know me, I feed him too much. I'm a sucker. So they made me think that I needed to give her an entire body x-ray. Do you know how much an entire body x-ray costs for a dog?
My God, a lot.
The bill was almost $1,000. And then they said, she has a couple few spines in her back, or, you know, a couple few spots in her back, which we kind of knew because she had fallen on the track and hurt herself really bad. So that was probably from 10 years ago. And they really didn't find anything. But I had this cool x-ray of my dog. It was really cool. $1,000 x-ray of my dog.
$1,000 to x-ray.
I asked them if I could take it home and frame it and hang it on the wall. They wouldn't let me.
Are you serious? I'd be like, this is mine. I own it. Give it to me. It was $1,000. Oh, my gosh. Glenn, yeah. I really feel like our horse vets get the short end of the stick because they drive to us. They wrestle 1,200-pound animals that want nothing to do with them. They do all sorts of things to these horses that could actually kill them. And then we take little Fifi into the doctor. They just look at him. He's this tiny little thing. And then they charge 10 times what a large animal vet is. I'm sorry if we have any small animal vets listening. You guys are crooks. I'm telling you, you know how much fluid you have to run to a horse? Like 500 of those big, giant bags, you have to run like 8 of those to a colicky horse, right? And then these tiny little bags to tiny little dogs, and they charge more to run fluids to tiny little dogs than they do to big, giant horses. I love horse vets. My God, they're awesome. Sorry, small animal vets. If you're listening, why don't you call and defend yourself? 347-637-3238. I'm mad at y'all right now, but you did save my dog, so thank you very much. Thanks, Dr. Macy.
Jennifer, let's go. Jennifer?
Jen,
thanks for inciting the listeners to riot. I appreciate that. And then yeah. Thanks a bunch. Love you.
It's Friday.
Speaking of which, on today's
nothing like a good riot on a Friday.
You done?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we ponder the real meaning of shut up and ride with the elder of the Brannaman brothers, Smokey, who is the man with equal amounts of wisdom and snarkiness. Love it. Then, just in case you are having a happy-go-lucky, the world is a wonderful place day, Black Beauty is here to cure you of it.
And once we
beat you down with Black Beauty, we'll bring a smile back to your face with really bad ads.
It's really bad ads, Dave.
All I have something that's going to make you feel better, Jamie, and that is my Daily Whinny today. This sort of made my day yesterday to get this note on Facebook from one of our listeners. And I'm going to read part of her note. This is only part of it, but it was the important part for us on the show here today. It was from Shay. I think she says her name, Moran. I was so excited when I found you on Facebook. I have been listening to your voice for about 3 months straight now for 8 hours a day while I work. God bless her. It all started when I discovered Hit'em, that's our show, on iTunes. I downloaded all the episodes, and when I caught up with those, I downloaded the dressage, eventing, jumping, stable scoop, all the rest of the shows, well, you know. I am so excited about the new driving show, too. I am seriously addicted to the Horse Radio Network. Thank you so much for bringing these shows to us rural riders. I have often wanted to call in and chat with you and Jamie, but unfortunately my work schedule hasn't allowed that yet. The shows on HRN give me so much useful info, and I have been able to use in riding, training, and teaching. Keep producing these wonderful, entertaining, and educational shows. Doesn't that make you feel good this morning?
It sure does. What a sweetheart. But, my God, that's a lot of episodes. We've done, what number is this? This is number 190. But we appreciate the downloads. It looks great to our sponsors, and I'm so glad you're part of the show. And we have a special surprise for her a little bit later, don't we?
Yeah, she turns out when I got – she friended me on Facebook, and when I got looking at her info, I discovered something about her, and she has some hidden talents that we're going to get to later that you're going to want to stay tuned for. I love this girl.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it. Winnie.
Oh. Go on. Your turn. Yeah.
Mine. I have two today. The first one is going to go out to my mama. It's not her birthday today. It's her birthday tomorrow, but she won't be here tomorrow, obviously. So happy birthday to my mom. She is now, she was 29 every year growing up, and then she was 39 all through my teenage years, so I'm assuming you're 42. So happy birthday, Mom. 42 looks great on you. Big deal. And I would like
happy
to let you
birthday,
know
Mom.
That I did send your gift on 2-day air yesterday. However, they could not actually guarantee Saturday because it was afternoon when I sent it, so I'll make it to you Monday. But you know what? You'll get it.
Oh, you know what? We got ours to Jennifer's mom on time. Just thought I'd say that.
Who's we? You got a mouse in it? Jennifer got a mouse in her pocket?
Hey, you got to thank your mom for something, too. And that's for keeping you straight all those years.
I know. She did a great job until I was about 16. Then all hell broke loose. But I'm back. I'm back. And my second Daily Whinny goes out to my coach who lives here in Scottsdale, Arizona, Barb Crabo. She is currently competing today. Her 3-star horse, Ever Ready, actually her 4-star horse, is going to compete in the 3-star at Rebecca Farms, which is up in Montana. And for those who haven't known anything about Rebecca Farms, you can go to eventingnation.com. They've posted pictures of every one of the jumps. Glenn, it's amazing. The jumps are the most interesting things I've ever seen. They've got, like, the carrots company sponsored a jump, and it's a carrot. It's a big, giant carrot. Just stuff like that is so cool. Apparently, this is like, I mean, Karen O'Connor was quoted saying this is her favorite event in the country, in the world, actually, is what she said. Apparently, in Montana, it's beautiful. The footing is perfect. The jumps are amazing. The organization is awesome. So Barb is riding her horse Ever Ready in the 3-star division, which is a 1-star less than Rolex, and she hopes to have him in Rolex by April. So wish her the best of luck. Congratulations, and good luck to her.
Everybody that has been, I know a lot of people that have been to that event, and they absolutely say the same thing. They say it's the most beautiful event in the United States. They love that event. Yeah.
I want to go there. Barb said we need to broadcast live from there next year.
All right. Sounds like a plan. in addition to the 4,000 other places the broadcast live from next year.
I know.
Hey,
we're in trouble.
Let's talk about antlers. Now, I posted a picture yesterday on the Facebook page. By the way, you have to scroll down a little bit if anybody didn't see it. And see our littlest fan that we found at the Kentucky Horse Park wearing one of our Horse Radio Network hats, Will Jackson, cute as a dickens. And then I posted a picture because remember I talked to you about the $20 bone that we bought for our dog because she was devouring the other bones too quickly?
Yes.
It's an antler, right. So yesterday we give it to her. So I get it out of the plastic, and she's not very animated. Our dog is a little on the shy side, although she's growing out of that as the weeks go on. So she heard the rustling, and she came over. As soon as she smelled that bone, she went ballistic. She wanted that bone. I put it in her crate, because that's where she eats her bones. She spent the next hour just gnawing on that thing. She loves that bone. And we had so many comments. We had like 10 comments from people about these. Apparently they're very popular. And you can even order your antlers from the antler pantry. Yes, that's right. So I guess it must be antlerpantry.com. Let's give them a plug here. Let's see. Yep,
antlerpantry.com.
I wonder if they're cheaper than $20 like we paid.
I'm going to find out for you.
Okay, yeah, go to there and see if they're cheaper than $20. They're a lot cheaper than $20. Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh. You can get a super extra, double extra large one for $21. And they go as cheap as $3. What size did you get her?
We got like a medium.
$8 online. PetSmart's like small animal vets. They just rob you. Overcharge for everything.
It wasn't PetSmart, though. I will say it was our local store here. All right, well, there you can get them cheaper, but apparently they are a favorite of our particular greyhound and a lot of other dogs, too. There were a lot of people who commented on their on the antlers. Now, Tom had the funny line of the day yesterday on our Facebook page. Of course, that's our friend Tom, the non-horse person up there in New England. He says, I live in New Hampshire. I wonder how long a moose antler would last. About 6 years, Tom. I'm thinking about 6 years.
Wow.
So there you go. There's the update and the report on the antler. The other thing we needed to update people on, what was it, Jennifer, yesterday? Oh, it was things you'll never own. So yesterday we had that business, that horse business, with practically no house or anything out there in California, but it was an active horse business, 200 lessons and everything, for $4.8 million. Do you remember a little while back, what was the name of that farm, Jennifer, here in Lexington?
Black Diamond.
We did the Black Diamond. That was the first one we did, and it was the beautiful, gorgeous, huge house and all the land and everything. It's one of the most spectacular properties here in Lexington, and there's a lot of spectacular properties. It started at $16 million. It finally sold for, Jennifer?
I'm looking it up this very second. Well, it's 5.9, and I thought I had seen it listed as sold. So this might be an old listing.
Yeah, I think we saw it as sold too. 5.9 million. So that just in comparison to how much more expensive things are in California to here. But 5.9 million, they had to drop it down to from 16 million. You could have got a bargain.
Hold up. That property is now $5 million down from 16.
Yeah.
5.9. It was 14. Now it's 5.9.
Remember how I asked for a raise earlier in the show? Can I get a bigger raise? Because that place is awesome.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Kind of neat. And we have, I wanted to mention too, we have some really good, really bad ads. You guys did a great job this week, and we're giving away a three-pack of the Draper Body Therapy MedCrew socks, which I'll talk a little bit about later. But you guys did a great job. There were some really good ads, and we have a tie to the winner. So two people are going to win today.
I know. They sent in the exact same ad. which is hysterical. But both two people would find the same ad in the first place. It was, I don't know if it was posted in every city or if it's on like a best of list or whatever. It's funny. Very funny.
And so what else was there housekeeping wise? Let me think here. All the shows are coming out this week. You want to check them out. We did a great show. I loved this episode we did of Stable Scoop. It was all about Mackinac Island, where Chris called us from last week. She was driving that carriage around the island. Well, we had the tourism director on, and then we had Ted from Jack's Livery Stable, which is where she rented the horse and carriage. And he was a trip. He was sitting outside on the porch, and the whole interview, you could hear clippity-cloppity, 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 but the horse is going by. It was so cool. It was a great interview. Makes me want to go to Mackinac Island in the worst way. So, and you listen to this, you're going to want to go too. And I know some of our listeners have been there. It just sounds like a neat place. The tourism director lady was terrific. She was a lot of fun. So they go from, there are actually, Jamie, 400 people that live there over the winter out of the 5,000 that live there in the summertime. They actually bring 4,000 people in to work for the tourist trade during the summer. And
hold on. Glenn, I missed what you just said. Jennifer just answered my call. I wasn't even calling. I know what it sounds like to be a listener now. Jennifer picks up the phone and goes, horses in the morning. That was me. I'm like, Jennifer, it's me. Put me back on the air. Okay, so what I missed?
Well, I was just saying, I was talking about Mackinac Island, how cool it was. We talked to the tourism director there, and she was a trip. And then I don't know if you heard the part I was saying that Ted from Jack's Livery Stable, when we did his interview, he's sitting out in the front porch, and you could hear the clippity-clop of horses going by the whole time. It
Aww.
Was so cool. It was so neat. It just sounds so neat. And there are 400 people that actually live there year-round, and they bring in an additional 4,000 to help with the tourist trade in the summertime. So there's almost 5,000 that live there in the summer. 400 in the winter, because there are actually 2 months of the year that you can't get to the mainland. You have to fly to get to the mainland because everything's all iced up. Make you want to go
That's
there,
crazy.
Jamie?
In the summer, I think it would be fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
Not so much in the winter. They actually have an ice bridge in the winter that they take snowmobiles across the lake. And they dot the path with Christmas trees, so that way if they're having a whiteout blizzard, you get caught in the whiteout blizzard when you're on your way in your snowmobile, you don't get lost out there on the ice. You can see, you follow the Christmas trees across.
There we go.
So anyway, you can find that at stablescoop.com.
So we're going to have Smokey Brandeman on in a minute here, Glenn, and he's coming on at 9:30 your time. And what I was thinking, and I was hoping, because Smokey is such a huge fan of Black Beauty. He loves the story. He loves the fact that I read it all the time, every day. He thinks it's just such a worthwhile expenditure of our time. So I was going to start the interview by just reading him a chapter. Do we have time for that, or am I going to have to do that later?
No, I think you're going to have to do it later, because we actually have a commercial we have to do too. You know, you want a raise, so we have to get paid at some point.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
Well, it's a hot one out there, and the heat wave has hit much of the United States and the rest of the world. Well, don't let dehydration and electrolyte imbalance sideline your horse. Summer Games Electrolytes are formulated to replace both the electrolytes and the trace minerals that are lost when your horse sweats. Its concentrated formula allows you to easily feed the correct amount to meet your horse's changing needs. This electrolyte was developed for the equine athletes at the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta. We all know that it can get hot in Atlanta. For horses on the go, use Summer Games Electrolyte Plus Paste. Each dose contains a serving of Nalox, equine, and acid for double the protection against stress. And, of course, you can find all of that at Kentucky Performance Products. They take out the confusion of choosing the right supplement. And you can find them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
And thank you so much to Kentucky Performance Products for sponsoring Horses in the Morning every Friday. And you know, you got to love them because they sponsor Fridays, which are usually our ridiculous days because we've been getting up early, doing this radio show every day. And for some reason, everybody that works on Fridays, you know, you're just not 100% yourself. But I'm going to try to pull it together after having such a bad day yesterday and try to interview one of our very dear friends and listeners, Smokey Brandman. So let's say good morning. Happy Friday to Smokey. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Where in the country are you right now?
I'm in Wisconsin. I'm at home waiting on a call to come in tomorrow that I got to get started on.
Fantastic. Okay, up in Wisconsin, have you been experiencing the heat wave that the rest of the country has?
Oh, man, it's been terrible up here. Our horses are just standing in the barn sweating, and the big old black bone peckers are out, and they're trying to get them off their back and tearing my barn walls down. It's been bad. But it's cooling down a little. It's cooling down a little bit today, so hopefully we'll get some better weather here coming up.
Wait a minute. What'd you call them?
Bone peckers. Haven't you ever heard of those?
No, that must be a Wisconsin term.
Oh, no, they're all over the place, but they're big old black flies. They look like B-52 bombers, and they land right in the middle of a horse's back, and they can't get them off, and they bore down through the spine and suck their juices out, and it just drives them wild.
Ew.
You gotta beat them off with a shovel.
And for all of you eating breakfast right now, you can thank Smokey for that visual.
But it's true. We've seen them, you know, that and the deer flies, I remember back east. But I'd like to let you know it's cooling off here too, Smokey. It's actually yesterday was 111 when I got in my truck. And then it's only supposed to be 106 this weekend. So thank God for the relief.
Well,
my God.
Yeah, a little cool air coming in, huh?
There's a cold front coming in from California.
Yeah.
So, Smokey, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world. I know that you are doing these clinics, the Shut Up and Ride clinics. First of all, tell us what Shut Up and Ride means to you as far as when you're doing these clinics.
Well, I'll tell you, I do quite a number of clinics for younger folks, for 4-H clubs and kids and stuff. And as you probably know, kids are a little bit hard to keep their attention when you're doing a clinic, and sometimes they'll be off in the corner and they'll be yakking or they'll be thinking about texting or something else. And a couple of clinics that I gave, you know, I got a couple of kids that are just yakking away and yakking away and yakking away, and they don't really want to follow what's going on. And I just kind of got mad one day and I said, why don't you guys just shut up and ride? And it just kind of stuck. I don't really use it a lot, but this clinic that I did a couple weeks ago, they were looking for a name for their horse camp clinic, and it was a week-long clinic, and I was there for 3 days. And so they named the clinic this year, or the summer camp this year, just Shut Up and Ride. So that's kind of where it came about. And, you know, it's kind of good advice sometimes because people have a tendency to overthink what they're doing, or they want to learn everything instantly, and sometimes it's just a matter of shutting up and riding your horse a little bit, and you'll figure it out, you know?
I'm going to steal that from you, seriously, because I teach lessons to teenagers, and all the time I'm like, shut up and ride. Are you going to, you know, I say that all the time, and you made it a little more concise than I do. I'm like, put your phone down. Give me that cell phone. You put your helmet on. You will go over there, and you will get on that horse. But then also, I think it works for the adult amateurs, too. Like, I have, and I'm not going to name any names, but I can't do it. I can't do it. Shut up and ride.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I see a T-shirt line. I see a T-shirt line with that on it. That's great.
Yeah, it might. Well, I got a ball cap that I bought at the Midwest Horse Fair, and that's all it says on it is shut up and ride.
I love it.
That's great.
You know,
I see
a kind of a good
Horse
word.
Radio Network line. I love it. That's perfect. So Smokey, you're doing. I really want to thank you for, not that it affects me at all, but I thank you for doing clinics for kids, because I really think that there's a lack of reaching out to our youth as far as educating them on horses and really teaching them a great way to train horses. I mean, we teach kids to ride, but somebody teaching somebody how to train a horse as a youth, I think, is a very valuable lesson that they're going to take through their entire life, and hopefully it'll shape them to be better adults with horses. So why focus on the kids for you?
Well, I think in order for the equine industry to grow and progress, we got to bring these young folks up the right way. You know, years ago, kids lived on farms and they rode their grandpa's ponies or their own horses or whatever. And now with more of the city kids, they don't get exposed to that kind of education. So I think by doing clinics for kids and teaching them about the better parts of riding and training and how to take care of their horses the right way and keep themselves out of trouble and how to find a good horse and all these things, we can maybe build a good foundation on these younger folks to continue on with the stuff that we kind of grew up with, you know?
Absolutely. So what do you think what are some of the major points that you drive home to these kids?
Well, for me, I still focus on the exact same thing that I got in my books. You got to know how to find a good horse, how to look for a good horse, pick a good horse that's safe for you and that you can get along with and learn from. And that's really the basis of all my younger folks' clinics to start out with. If they have horses of their own, which a lot of them do, they don't know the basics of how to keep a horse good on the lead and how to teach them the right way, and everything they do with them, you know, is training them to do something. And that's kind of where I start out, and then we work on that. And if I got a little bit more of an experienced base of kids, then we work on horsemanship or groundwork or desensitizing or problems or whatever it takes to get them, you know, moving up the ladder of success and education.
Mm-hmm. So I got to ask you, I've read a little bit about this, is what is Buck Off You?
Well, that's a chapter in my book, Equinology 101. And it's a story about my girlfriend, actually. And she was out with me working horses one day. I was riding down at a barn where I ride four or five young horses and a couple of horses that weren't quite so good. And I was on this little horse called Pig Eyes, or that's what we call her, because she kind of has eyes like a pig.
Sweet nickname.
But she was a real fractious little mare that would spook at the drop of a hat. And a couple of weeks before that, this mare spooked and ran into Vicky and my big gelding Wheeler. She rides him, goes out with me as kind of a safety net in case I get bucked off or the horse freaks out or whatever and I need a bigger horse to drag him around with. And this horse had slammed into Vicky a couple weeks before. But we went out, and it was the last horse I was riding for the day, and I was on Pig Eyes, and she was on Wheeler. And Wheeler's a chow hound. If you're not riding him and watching what he's doing, he'll dive for the ground and eat all the time when you ride him. But if you ride him and he knows you're riding him, he won't do it. But all day long, right, we were riding through this alfalfa field on these colts, and Wheeler would wait for the opportunity and down go his head, and he'd grab a chunk of alfalfa and off he'd go. And it was just making Vic mad. And the last horse I got on was Pig Eyes, and we were taking off, and Vic said, if this horse drops his head and goes to eating this time, I'm going to smack him. Well, I was riding off to the side with Pig Eyes, and Wheeler took the opportunity and dove down, and Vic smacked him on the butt, and he thought Pig Eyes was eating him, and he took off through the field at a crow hop, and Vic kind of came off the side, and Wheeler took off to the barn. And so I put that chapter in there just for people to understand that even the most solid horse in the world can have something happen to him and think that there's something going on that really isn't, and go to bucking. And so that's why I put that in there. And it was kind of a funny little story. I don't know if Vic appreciated it too much, but that's where Buck Off You came from.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. So it's more of like we get to tell a story on somebody else, and that's what makes it funny.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, gosh. Did she live there with you at the ranch?
Yep, she does.
She's a tolerant, patient woman, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a doll. So we made up these T-shirts and, you know, put them out there as kind of a fun little thing for people to, you know, pick up if they want to and whatnot. And if you guys send me your sizes, I'll send you a couple of them.
All right. Yeah, definitely. And we're going to have to get some hats made that say shut up and ride.
Well, you can send me one of those, too, because mine's a little bit worn out.
All right. We'll definitely send you one.
Will do. Now, Smokey, I got to ask you, you know, first of all, when we talked to you last, we hadn't seen the movie about Buck. And I got to ask, what was your opinion about the movie?
Well, I saw it on the 23rd of June down in Milwaukee. They did a special screening for the media folks and whatnot, and they asked me to come down and talk about it a little bit. It's a good movie, you know. I think it gets Buck's point across with regards to different methods and ways of training horses. And the other part of the coin is that folks can grow out of a hard life or a hard childhood or whatever and become something and make things better in the world. And I think from that perspective, it's a good movie, and it seems to be pretty popular all over the country.
Now, Smokey, I got to tell you, after seeing the movie and learning a little bit more about your history, if I could reach through this computer screen right now and give you a big hug, I certainly would, because
take it too.
Oh yeah, I would. I like
her. Oh, well, you know, I got to know, going through a childhood like that and then being placed in the home that you guys were placed in, where it was warm and loving, you know, did that foster a good relationship between you and your brother, or does it put, because I think people that go to war either become very close or very, very opposite. And you guys went to battle, and you came out alive, and you came out well, and you've really made amazing men out of yourselves. And I'm proud of you, and I'm amazed that you were able to do that.
I appreciate that. I do think, you know, we probably got some more things in common than a lot of siblings do, because of the things that we went through and the things we had to learn from and survive, and so we kind of have a different relationship than a lot of siblings would have, maybe. And maybe we're a little bit more critical on each other than a lot of siblings would be. As far as knowing the realities of how things go and how you can treat people or don't treat people and whatnot. We maybe have a little different perspective on that. Probably tend to look at things a little more from a realistic point of view than a fantasized, you know, candy world upbringing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would assume, you know, looking at things, you probably are more realistic because you've had to be, and you had to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I listening to him talk about you in that movie, it is completely clear that the guy loves you more than anything, and that you guys did go to battle together, and talking about how you were able to escape what you had to go through. You know, I think it's heroic, and I think that both you guys are incredibly lucky and incredibly gifted and blessed, and again, Just couldn't love both of you any more than we already do.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that, and I'm sure Buck might be listening too if he's not out on the road or busy or whatever, but you never know with him. He's hell he ever answers the phone.
He's in a Starbucks right now.
Yeah, maybe. Drinking that cappuccino stuff that the movie stars drink.
I'd assume you're a black coffee kind of guy.
Yep. That's kind of what I was raised on, and all through the service, that's all I drank, so I haven't gotten into that candy-coated coffee yet.
Good for you. Keeps you a little slimmer.
There you go.
Smokey, I got to ask you a question. Do your training methods and your clinics, do you both do similar things, or have you veered off a little bit from what he does as far as your training of people and horses are concerned?
Well, I'll tell you, Buck's training methods, I use quite a lot of what he uses, and I use a lot of different people's stuff. I take little tools from here and there that work for me and seem to work better than maybe somebody else's stuff does, and I just kind of combine it all together and do my thing, you know. But Buck's on a level that is so far and away superior to what I do that there's really no comparison between me and Buck. Buck is in a level completely of himself, and I'm down here in the weeds, you know, doing what I do and trying to help the folks get to a level where Buck is. But they got to start out somewhere, and that's kind of what I'm here for, is just to try and help folks along with their horses and start some horses on the right track to get going to where they're capable of doing the things that Buck does or some of the other guys do. And one little plug I wanted to put in there for all the trainers out there is, and the people that are watching Buck's movie, is Buck is very, very good. And there's also some very, very good, you know, other trainers out there as well. So if you can't get to a Buck clinic, find somebody, because there's a lot of people out there that use Buck's method and have studied under him and different folks out there that have different expertises in horses that you can learn from. So don't get rat-holed into learning one little thing and not take a big picture of the whole world, not only horses, but you know, whatever you can do in the world where you can help somebody out or you can learn something from somebody, take that as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got to say, though, you know, you sort of said Buck's up here and I'm down here, yet I don't kind of look at it that way. Jennifer, you know, my wife, who's on who's our producer here, we call her Coach Jen because she is an excellent coach, but she's where you are. She loves starting them out, and there's nothing that makes her happier, and a lot of coaches can't handle this. There's nothing that makes her happier than when they have to go on and move on to somebody else, because that means she's done her job. There's a lot of coaches that can't handle that. They want you forever, and you're never going to outgrow them, and that's just crap, you know?
Yeah. I don't believe that. And when I was in the service, most of my function in the service was teaching the younger folks how to take my place when I got out, you know, and I think I did a pretty decent job of that. I got guys up in the higher ranks of the enlisted corps that are about ready to make Master Chief of the Coast Guard, which is the top enlisted guy in the Coast Guard, and I'm pretty proud of the fact that I got him started off at the right foot and taught him what he needed to know and what he had to learn to take my place and move up the ladder. And by the time I got out, half the guys I trained were higher than me. But that's a good thing, because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, and you know, mm-hmm. It goes back to when I was working in the sales business and in the financial industry, we always had a saying, and that's hire people that are better than you.
It makes your job easier, that's for sure.
Exactly. And if there weren't people like you and Jennifer out there, These kids or adults, you know, these beginners would be dead by the time they got to Buck. So, you know, they need to learn to do it right so that by the time they get to Buck, he's just basically fine-tuning what you guys have already started.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I got a story from this clinic that I just did. I had a young man and his sister in this clinic, and they both had horses that were, in my opinion, they were way too much horse for both of these guys based on their experience. But the one horse in particular was a big gelding, and he was proud cut, I'm pretty sure, because the first day I put a halter on him, I let him pass the mare, and he was just up in the air and, you know, raging amounts of testosterone was running through his veins. And he was pretty afraid of this horse. Not that he was a dangerous horse, but he could have very well been. And we put him in the round pen and had a come to Jesus meeting for about an hour and a half and got him settled down and working and thinking. And by the end of 3 days, this young man was riding barrels on him and running all over the place, but he learned how to take charge of this horse and keep his mind on his business and not allow him to get surly and study and lose in focus. And once we did that with him and built his confidence a little bit on how to get along with this horse, things moved up the line. And we did the same thing to his sister a little bit. Her horse wasn't quite so bad, but, you know, those are the things that people need to learn before they go out and chase cows on these horses or rope or try to make a bridle horse and stuff like that. So I'm pretty happy with how that turned out.
I think that's great, and I would love for you to come to Phoenix, Arizona, and help me out with one of mine.
My pleasure. I've been listening to your escapades on your horse there. Sounds like he's a pretty good. Sounds like he's going to be a pretty good cross country horse, though.
Oh, he's a cross country machine. It's just getting him down to the course that's going to kill me.
Jamie, Smokey will be over as soon as the temperature drops below 100.
Yeah.
I'll see you in November, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, Smokey, it's been just awesome. Please tell everyone. We got to get all their stuff to plug. I want to know your website, the name of your book, so everybody can find you online and buy your stuff and try to find a clinic to go to with you in it. Where can everybody do that?
I appreciate that. Well, it's my website is smokeybrenneman.com, and Smokey's with an IE because nobody remembers that. And I got a couple of books, Whisper This and my new one, Equinology 101. By the way, you guys can read either one of them if you want to and put them on the air, do whatever you want with them, because it's all stuff out there to learn, not to make a fortune on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you wanted to replace Black Beauty.
Not replace it. Just supplement Just supplement it.
Okay.
I tell you, there is a chapter in Equinology 101 about how to read a horse ad, so that might fit into your
really good
horse ad.
Really
yeah.
There we
go.
So the book and the website, SmokeyBrandeman.com and Equinology 101, and thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks for listening, and we're going to have you on several more times. You're going to get sick of us.
Sounds like a plan, and I'll never do that. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do, too. For your deal today on your horse ads, you're giving away some socks.
Yeah.
Tell them to send me an email, and I'll send them a Can't Ride Pretty t-shirt to go along with them socks.
Oh,
all right.
That'll be great. Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
no
that's
problem.
Awesome. All
right.
Just up in the ante there. Up in the ante for the really bad ads.
There you go.
Thanks, Mookie.
You betcha. Have a good day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Love that guy. I love that guy.
I know. He's so cool. And he's so laid back and, you know, just has a good time. It just sounds like he's having fun with life.
Yeah, he really does. And thank God he's got a good woman to take care of him. He'd probably be a mess by himself.
I noticed you waited until Smokey was off the phone to say that.
Oh, he's listening, and I'm sure he'll post. I'm sure he'll post on Facebook or something about it. But yeah, he's a lucky man.
All right, thank you so much, Smokey. We appreciate it. Today's song is brought to you by Pocket Stable. Do you know that I am now using Pocket Stable for my dog Glory? Because you can do the same thing for your dogs that you can do with your horses. Because for your dogs, you keep track of your vaccines and your farrier and when we put the stuff on for the fleas and stuff. I just keep track of all of that in Pocket Stable. It works great. So if you need a way to keep track of your horse's information and have it right with you, you can do it on your iPhone or you can do it on your iPod Touch if you have an iPod Touch. And, you know, it gets rid of that whole box of receipts that you keep around to try and keep track. You post things on the bulletin board and they get lost and they fall off and the horse tramples them or eats them. You don't have to worry about any of that. Just go in your iPhone on the App Store to Pocket Stable. Download it. It's $3.99. You pay it once, you're done, and you're going to have it forever. Or you can visit them at pocketstable.com. You want to download this. Jamie uses it. As I said, we use it for our horse and now for my dog, too. So
$3.99.
I know, $3.99.
Cheap.
It's cheaper than one of Buck's cups of coffee at Starbucks. Hey, I got a special treat for us here today because remember I gave my Daily Winnie to Shay Moran? And she's, by the way, she's, I got to tell you, she's a redhead, and it's appropriate when you find out the next part. Is Shay had a hidden talent that she didn't tell me about right away, and I had to write back to her and say, you didn't tell me about this. And she has listened to every one of our shows. She knows we like music. And then she came back and she started coughing it up. She is a heck of a fiddle player. And she plays the fiddle. She started playing the violin when she was 4. Then she switched to the fiddle, and at the age of 13, she began touring with a Celtic band, and by 14 had released her first studio album. So she plays Eastern European, classical, bluegrass, jazz. She plays all kinds of stuff. I'm going to play for you today a song by her band, which is, let me say, she says how to say it here. It's I think it's the Rigel Band is how she says it. yeah, it's like Nigel with an R. So it's the Rigel Band, and they are terrific. You'll hear the fiddle in here. Is our good listener, Shay, and I hope you guys all enjoy this because I did too. I love this kind of music.
My time a.m. on a Friday morning, but dear God, I want a Guinness now. I'll take
and
one Guinness, please.
And she's a redhead, so she fits the whole Celtic music thing, and she just fits. You can just see her up there fiddling away, and boy, she could. That's a heck of a fiddle tune right there.
Yes, I want beer now. I love it. Shot of Jameson and a Guinness, please.
That was the Rigel Band, and Jennifer is going to post a link to it at rigelband.com.
That's great. Thanks, Shay, for being a part of our show today. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And it's that time again. As you recall, yesterday we were doing the chapter Cockneys, and we were last talking to Peggy, Black Beauty's new partner. So here you go.
This is a dramatic reading by Jamie Jennings of the English classic Black Beauty by Anna Sewell.
And last we heard from Peggy, all my troubles come from... Hold on, basset hound. All my troubles come from my short legs, said Peggy in a desponding tone. But how is it, I said, when you are so strong and good-tempered and willing? Why, you see, said she, men will go so fast, and if one can't keep up to the other horse, it is nothing but whip, whip, whip all the time. So I've had to keep up as I could, and I have got into this ugly shuffling pace. It was not always so. When I lived with my first master, I always went at a good regular trot, but then he was not in such a hurry. He was a young clergyman in the country, and a good, kind master he was. He had two churches and a good way apart, and a good deal of work, but never scolded or whipped me for not going faster. He was very fond of me. I only wish I was with him now, but he had to leave and go to a large town, and then I was sold to a farmer. Some farmers, you know, are capital masters, but I think this one was sort of a low man. He cared nothing about good horses or good driving. He only cared for going fast. I went as fast as I could, but that would not do. He was always whipping, so I got into this way of making a spring forward to keep up. On market nights, he used to stay very late at the inn and then drive home at a gallop. On a dark night, he was galloping home as usual when all of a sudden a wheel came against some great heavy thing in the road and turned the gig over in a minute. He was thrown out and his arm broken, some of his ribs, I think. At any rate, it was the end of my living with him, and I was not sorry. But you see, it'll be the same everywhere for me if men must go fast. I wish my legs were longer. Poor Peggy, I was very sorry for her, but I could not comfort her, for I knew how hard it was upon slow-paced horses to put up with fast ones. All the whipping comes to their share, and they can't help it. She was often used in the phaeton and was much liked by some of the ladies because she was so gentle, and sometime after this she was sold to two ladies who drove themselves and wanted a safe, good horse. I met her several times out in the country going at a good, steady pace and looking as gay and contented as a horse could be. I was very glad to see her, for she deserved a good place. After she left us, another horse came in her stead. He was young and had a bad name for shying and starting, by which he had lost a good place. I asked him what made him shy. Well, I hardly know, he said. I was timid when I was young and a good deal frightened several times, and if I saw anything strange, I used to turn and look at it. You see, with our blinkers on, one can't see or understand what a thing is unless one looks round. And then my master always gave me a whipping, for which, of course, it made me start on and did not make me less afraid. I think if he would have just let me look at things quietly and see that there was nothing to hurt me, it would have been all right, and I should have gotten used to them. One day an old gentleman was riding with him and a large piece of white paper or rag blew across just one side of me. I shied and started forward. My master, as usual, whipped me smartly, but the old man cried out, "You're wrong, you're wrong. You should never whip a horse for shying. He shies because he is frightened, and you only frighten him more and make the habit worse." So I suppose all men don't do so. I'm sure I don't want to shy for the sake of it, but how should one know what is dangerous and what is not if one is never allowed to get used to anything? I'm never afraid of what I know. Now, I was brought up in a park where there were deer. Of course, I knew them as well as I did a sheep or cow, but they are not common. And I know many sensible horses who are frightened at them and who kick up quite a shindy before they will pass a paddock where there are deer. I knew what my companion said was true, and I wish that every young horse that has a good master is Farmer Gray and Squire Gordon. Of course, we sometimes came in for good driving here. I remember one morning I was put into the light gig and taken to a house in Pulteney Street. Two gentlemen came out, the taller of them came round to my head and looked at the bit and bridle and just shifted the collar with his hand to see if it fitted comfortably. "Do you consider this horse wants a curb?" he said to the hostler. "Well," said the man, "I should say he would go just as well without. He has an uncommon good mouth, and though he has a fine spirit, he has no vice. But we generally find people like the curb." "I don't like it," said the gentleman. "Be as good to take it off and put the rein in at the cheek. An easy mouth is a great thing on a long journey, is it not, old fellow? He said, patting my neck. And then he took off the reins and both got up. I can remember now how quietly he turned me round, and then with a light feel of the rein and a drawing of the whip gently across my back, we were off. I arched my neck and set off at my best pace. I found someone behind me who knew how a good horse ought to be driven. It seems like old times again, and it made me feel quite gay. This gentleman took a great liking to me, and after trying me several times with the saddle, he prevailed upon my master to sell me to a friend of his who wanted a safe, pleasant horse for riding, and so it came to pass that in the summer, I was sold to Mr. Barry. Tomorrow, Chapter 30, A Thief. Thank you. Thank you. Happy one. He got sold to a new guy. He's not a hire horse anymore. See, it's good.
Okay, great.
Did you learn something today?
I learned don't hit big things in the road or your cart turns over.
And?
That's pretty much what I learned.
I'm glad you think he's funny, Jen. I'm glad you think he's funny. Did you not learn?
Pay attention.
It's time for Really Badass, everybody's favorite time of the week.
It absolutely is. Now, let me tell you what really bad ads are, Glenn. And it's just something that came up when I was horse shopping, and I saw just, I just don't think that people understand that they're trying to sell something. You're trying to sell something, and I'm sure you being in sales previously in your life, you knew that it was important to kind of, you know, sell people on stuff. Well, I just think that people don't get that. And we want the ads that are bad, the ads that are poorly written, the bad photos, the worst horse ads. You can usually find them on Craigslist or Dream Horse or any sort of horse selling or any sort of farm and garden type selling stuff. Please send them to us because you could win a great prize. And Glenn, tell us what our prize winner is going to win today.
Today, and I seem to be losing my voice, so I hope I get through really bad ads. That just started at the beginning of the show. I don't know why, but really bad ads. We have a signed hat from the Horse Radio Network and a 3-pack. Of my favorite socks in the whole world, that's the Draper Body Therapy Med Crew socks. You're going to get a 3-pack of those, $15 each, so that's almost $50 value. And you're going to get a T-shirt from Smokey. And Smokey, you have to give 2 T-shirts because we have actually 2 winners that send in the winning ad today. And these socks, by the way, I had a question on Facebook. Why do I like these socks? Because the lady had them and she just didn't. She said she was wearing them in the winter and didn't see anything special. These are not, the thing that makes these special is not wearing them in the winter. Nothing to do with winter. They just stop your feet from hurting. I'm telling you, when I was doing the World Equestrian Games and walking 800 miles a day, after the third day, I had blisters everywhere. After wearing these socks for 2 days, my feet were fine the rest of the time. I wear them to play tennis. I wear them anytime I wear my paddock boots. Anytime you wear your tall boots, you wear these, and you're just not going to have foot issues. And don't ask me why. There's some miracle thing threaded into these socks, but they're good and they work. I love these things. Now, Jennifer, you tell everybody, I have a special place for these socks.
Yes.
I have a special sock.
Glenn, being the uber geek that he is, has one kind of sock in his life. It's the white crew sock from the sports store. Right? Well, the crew socks that he got from Draper are also white. And this was a problem because, heaven forbid, he should actually look for them. He just goes, oh, my God, where's my socks? So they have a special little place in the sock section of his closet that is only for the Draper socks.
That's right. That's how cool they are.
Yeah, and it's important to do that because you kind of get them confused with your other socks. Draper, please write Draper or Magic Sock on your sock somewhere. So, because I have a pair and they're in with the rest of them, and I don't know which ones they are.
I have
are.
A better idea, Jamie. How about if they put a Horse Radio Network logo at the top?
There you go. That'd be perfect. That'd be perfect. So, yes, lots of prizes for the people, but let's go ahead and get started with the really bad ads.
You're
all
up.
Right, I found this one. Looking around in Craigslist in the Phoenix area, this is horse boarding, okay? You can board your horse with these people. All right, here's the ad. You feed, you clean, $60. You buy the feed, and we will feed the feed, and you clean, $80. We buy the feed, and you clean, $70. We buy the feed, and we clean, $100. Free trailer parking.
What? It's the ultimate a la carte.
What?
We buy the feed, and we clean, and you do this, and you do that. Can you imagine? I suppose there's a contract involved in this particular.
You know, I mean, my God, for $30 extra, just have them do everything. You know, just keep it simple.
That's funny. Jennifer found this one. Looking for a good horse. $500 in Mount Sterling. That'd be in Kentucky. I'm looking to purchase a good horse as long as it ain't a quarter horse. Anything that is gated. I don't want a rack of bones either. And nothing over 12 years old or under 3 years old, and it must be broke. And better not be a rack of bones either.
I want a good horse as long as it ain't a quarter horse.
Ain't
and that's
a quarter
person,
horse. I wonder what he's got against quarter horses. I guess he likes the gated one. Yeah.
Anything that's gated, my friend. board for you and your hoses. $200 a month in Brighton. Thanks to Nicole Harrison for sending this in. Board for you and your hoses next to open space. Perfect for being able to just take the horses out for a ride in Brighton. Room for you and your horses and goes riding instead of having to load them up in a trailer and haul them to a spot to ride. Full care with stalls and runs, air 60, 120. And for you, I have two room open, 300 for one, 600 for both, one half untitled. If interested, please call Duke at any time. I have a phone recorder.
I have no freaking idea what any of that means.
What language is that?
I don't either, but there's no punctuation in the whole second half of it. So
and
I'm not out of breath.
Full care with stalls and runs air 60 foot by 120 foot.
And for you, I have two room open, 300. So you can also live there, apparently, for both one half untitled if interested. Now, here's the kicker. You don't have to call and leave a message because they have a phone recorder.
I know. That's the last time you saw that.
We can get a phone recorder.
By the way, if you don't see your ad, we had a lot of them this week, and we picked out what we thought were the best ones. Keep submitting them, though. Leilani sent the following. Leilani's a faithful listener of ours. I love this one. It's short and sweet. Great horse for experienced horsemen. Comes right up out of the pasture. Stands for farrier. Very loving. Very green broke. Saddles well. Just not comfortable under rider.
You can put a saddle on him, but you can't get on.
Just not. I've never heard it put that way before. Just not comfortable under rider. That's terrific. That is a positive spin on a negative.
That definitely is. That definitely is. Now, I want you to have, hold on. This is in honor of the next ad that we are going to play right here.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Mustang male Flicka, 3 years, brown with black hair. $300, and this is in Tonopah, and this was brought to us by Rachel Mitchell. Rachel, do you live here in Arizona, or do you just know how bad the ads are out here? Because Tonopah is, no offense to our listeners in Tonopah, but my God, there's something wrong with the people out there. All right, so.
But no offense.
No offense. I love you guys all. You're just all crazy. Here's the horse ad. We bought him as a first horse Mustang for the family. We are not as experienced. For him, he is a sweetheart. We were told he has been ridden before. He does get hyper at times, especially feeding time. We have little ones and we are not very experienced and don't want the little ones' kids to get hurt. He eats alfalfa and carrots and apples. He is not fixed, and he has been dewormed a couple months ago. He has recently just had his hooves trimmed. He would be perfect for someone with experience. If interested, please call blah, blah, blah. Okay, what is wrong with you people? You have never had a horse before, and you buy a uncut Mustang, and you feed him alfalfa and carrots and apples. So we're going to feed him the highest food, and there's a ton of sugar. I wonder why he gets hyper at feeding time.
I'd get hyper at feeding time, too, if you fed me that.
Candy. I want my candy. Give me some candy. I want some candy now. Give me candy.
Rachel Rosenthal sent in the following one. Free black and white gelding. It's almost like a riddle or a rhyme that she wrote here. He is lame and can't be rode. If you have a lot of grass, he will eat it for you. He is a real sweetheart of a horse he is. 14.2 and 10 years old to Good Home Homely. It kind of is a rhyme. He's lame and he can't be rode. Or, it could be a song.
It's a haiku.
Sing it.
It's
sing.
A haiku.
The lyrics in a song. Yeah.
It's fantastic. And the point of it is, Glenn, is that here I have a deal for you. I've got a free horse. Okay, free horse for you, and you can't ride him, he's lame. So I'm going to give you a free cripple, and everyone that I give away, I'll give you a free kitten, too. How about that? Don Bailey sent the next one, horse trailer, $200 in Shingletown. This is a horse trailer for sale, firm flooring, needs lights and one new tire. The second tire is usable, but will be replacing soon. Good deal if you have time to fix her up a bit. If you paint it, it would be great. It looks like a tinderbox, okay? It looks like it's all like balsa wood, and it's painted pale blue. And really, do I want to drive my horses around on one decent tire?
It doesn't even look like the way Jennifer's going to post this picture on Facebook. It doesn't even look like the way it's sitting that there is another tire. I think it's just missing the other tire. But then the other problem with this trailer is it looks like a fifth wheel, but there ain't no hitch. It has the overhang of a fifth wheel, but the hitch is down below like a tag-along. I don't get it.
Yeah, you're right. How exactly can you do a bumper pull with a goose? It's bizarre. It's just not even making
sense. Looks homemade is what it looks. $200 though. Jeez.
Quite a deal. And all you have to do is go to Shantytown, though, Shingletown. You'll get it. There's people living in it, though.
Shantytown would fit.
Yeah, you got to kick the people out of it first. This one is from Michelle Griffin.
I gave you this one because I know how you feel about stallions.
Half Frisian stallion, $300. I haven't even read this one yet, so I'm just going to go with it. Ebony has been ridden by my 10-year-old, but sadly, she has outgrown him. He has no stallion behavior at any time and no interest in the girls. He dances, side passes, turns on the forehand. Basically, he does everything. He does have a stiff knee, but does rest with supplements. He is 14.3 hands and about 20 years old. Would be a wonderful teaser stallion, $200. Well,
but he's not interested in the girls at all.
Exactly. Let's break it down. Is it $300 or $200? And how, first of all, why do you have a 10-year-old child riding a stallion? Point one, a 10-year-old girl riding a stallion. And then you want to sell him as a teaser, but he doesn't like mares? You're crazy. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Denise Raymond sent this one in. Thoroughbred mare, $500 in Ash. I don't know where Ash is. I have this is one of those. Okay, there are very short sentences, no capitalization at all. So I'll read it as it's written. I have a 4-year-old thoroughbred mare. She is calm and sweet.
She is what and sweet?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a 4-year-old thoroughbred mare. She is a clam and sweet. She is green broke. She is fine around cars and dogs. She is okay with baths. She needs someone who could work with her. I have took her on a little trail, is near my house, and she did good. She will not load in a small horse trailer. She was a rescue horse. The only reason I am selling her... What? Oh, you're right.
She was a Rasusi.
She was a Rasusi horse. The only reason I am selling her is because I have too many horses. She is UTD on everything. If you have any question, you can call anytime between 10 and 11 p.m. and text anytime. Apparently, she's a. If you have any questions, you're not allowed to ask two. You're only allowed to ask one. If you want more pick, just ask.
Oh, so, you have 1 hour. You have
yeah,
1 hour.
That's right. She's okay with that, so.
And Denise Raymond also sent in this one. This sounds like a great idea. The title is, and this is in the Ocala Classified. Thanks for submitting that. Hi, I'm 16 years old and very good at horse training. I'm a very dot, dot, dot. Hi, I'm 16 years old and very good at horse training. I'm a very experienced rider and trainer and have been riding for 10 years and training for 6 years. I'm looking, oh, wait, this is all one sentence, too. Oh, God, let me start over. Take deep breath. Hi, I'm 16, and I'm going to do my 16-year-old voice. Hi, I'm 16 years old and very good at training horse. I'm a very experienced rider and trainer. I've been riding for 10 years and training for 6 years. I'm looking for a free unbroke horse, doesn't matter what breed or color, and I prefer to be 2 years old, but I'm open to offers. If you have horse that fits this description, please email and phone text. I'll be your BFF. Hey, we need to hook her up with the cripple horse up above. Free.
I have $10. I have $10 that says that her mom did not know this ad was going in.
No, and she's been training horses. She's been riding since she was 6 and training horses since she was 10. Oh, she's
yeah.
like a
she's
little
very
buck.
Very good. And she's very good. She's mini buck. That's right.
She is mini buck. Fantastic. Okay, and then Carol in Ohio sent this one, and this isn't, oh, yeah, bay horse.
You got to do this one in your best southern voice.
Oh, honey, I will, because this is Somerset, Kentucky, okay? This comes to us from Somerset, Kentucky, and having lived in Kentucky and having driven through Somerset, I'm going to tell you that's how these people are talking. All right, so bay horse, 10 years old. Blaze needs an experienced rider. I saddled him up yesterday, and he bucked and reared up because he didn't want to leave the herd. After everyone got out front, he went on, and toward the end, we led. I have no need for a horse like this. I don't like the excitement. Come and get him before he goes to the sale Tuesday. 18th, he is easy to catch and loves to be groomed. That's why I got him. Stands good for shoeing and has been shoed 2 times since I got him. But after this stunt, he is out of here. I'm taking a big losing money, so $150 or he goes to the sale.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love that one.
Scarlett would be proud.
That one, win. That one would have won any other week, Carol.
Yes, it would have. All right, the runner-up today is actually, this is just the next one. Jackie Rollins says, the ad says, can you help us out? I need a round bale of horse hay brought, oh, by the way, all caps in this one. So I'll screen it. I need a round bale of horse hay brought to me. I lost my ride and he's all out of grass. Can you help us out? P.S. I only have $40 to spend right now. Hopefully the government sends out the Social Security check soon. Thanks for reading.
Oh, Lord.
Those poor horses don't eat unless the Social Security check once a month on the first. Those horses eat, and then that's it for the rest of the month. Because you know what? I would assume there's no alcohol involved in this person's life.
No, and I'm sure that the people aren't eating either because, you know, the horse animals eat first in their house, I'm sure. Right. Okay.
The winner.
And Our winner chicken dinner goes to two people, Don Bailey and Kelly Utter, because they sent this one in. They both found this one on Craigslist. I don't know if it was a best of or it was just sent out to every city, because it really what they're trying to find a home for is going to take some work. So maybe they just posted it all over the place. Okay. Girlfriend says the cat has to go free tonight. My girlfriend says the cat has to be gone by 12 o'clock tomorrow. She left a little while ago to go hang out with her friends, and I put all her crap on the lawn and will try my best to find her a new home, but if not, there's always the shelter. So what we have here is one mildly attractive yet bitchy soon to find out that she's a homeless ex-girlfriend. She she is somewhat housebroken, but I think she's still connected to her mom by her umbilical cord. She's in her mid-20s and not spayed, although she usually takes the pill. Lots of life left in this one. She is up to date on her shots and great with dogs and small children, but does not seem to get along well with cats. She is playful and bathroom trained, if taking over every inch of horizontal space with her stuff in the places the housebroken, then she is the queen of housebrokenness. She has somewhat of a special diet, though I never figured it out fully, but pretty much it's dictated by whatever her closest friend of that week is into. Raw, vegans, Atkins, Hostess, you get the picture.
I love that.
She will be coming with a whole lot of stuff. If it is still there when she comes home, but when I am done here, I am heading over to the free section, so maybe not. Post all this crap. Free. There will not be a rehoming fee. As a matter of fact, I got $34 cash if you can come get her tonight. If you need more, we can hit the ATM. Unless you have PayPal, then we have lots of options. The main reason I am rehoming her is because she moved in about 9 months ago, and for 3 months everything was great, but then she started bitching about my cat. My cat has lived with me for 11 years since he was abandoned in my yard about 3 weeks old, and I had to bottle feed him and teach him how to do everything a cool male should, in parentheses, hunt, nap, play, hide, chirp like a bird, use a litter box. This was the most challenging, as I did not have to know how to use one myself, and that made for some awkward moments. In other words, Misdemeanor and I have been kicking it for a long time, and if she thinks I would consider Misdemeanor... In other words, Misdemeanor and I have been kicking it for a long time, and if she thinks I would ever even consider kicking him to the curb, well, need I say more? I may put her up for auction on eBay tonight if my lawyer gives me the okay. And then you can go get her. There will not be a rehoming fee. As a matter of fact, I got $34 cash if you can get her tonight.
At what point, everybody, did you figure out he was talking about the girlfriend and not the cat? It took me to about the second, third sentence, and then it started to click. This was very well done by this guy.
Oh, my God. I know how it feels. You don't like the dog, you got to go. You don't like the horse, you got to go. But a man and his 11-year-old cat, yeah. You know,
I
got to
tell you that I might have posted an ad similar to this with my first fiancé. Might have been very close. If they had Craigslist all those years ago.
Hold up.
What?
Your what?
My first fiancé, the one before Jennifer.
Oh, boy, Glenn, you opened a can of worms there. I actually could hear through my microphone Jamie's heel screeching to a halt on the floor.
Jennifer knows all about the first fiancé. She heard me bitch about the first fiancé a lot, so there's no problem there. We're okay.
Okay. Hold up. Now, what do we have? Jennifer, what do we have Monday morning?
Monday morning, we're very busy. We have half a dozen guests at least.
Don't lie to me. Let's see, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up what we have Monday morning, because you cannot just drop a bomb like that at 9:27 on a Friday morning and not expecting me to be like, what? Let's see. You know what? We don't have any guests scheduled for Monday morning. So, Jennifer, go ahead and pencil in 9:15, Glenn's first fiancé. You know what? I sell out myself for this show, okay? I talk about whatever comes up. I talk about embarrassing stuff, and here you are throwing out at 9:27 on a Friday afternoon about your first fiancé and how you barely escaped alive. And I'm going to have to hear about this. So 9:15 on Monday morning, people tune in, Glenn's first fiancé. That's the title.
All right, Jamie's breaking up there, so we can barely hear her at this point. So we'll finish the show today. By the way, Dawn and Kelly, congratulations. Go ahead and send your email or your address that you want. Your prize is shipped to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, and we'll forward those out to Smokey, too, so you can get your shirt.
We appreciate that. Thank you to everybody who sent in the ads. Remember, when you submit the ads for next week, send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Copy and paste the ad into the email, because sometimes when you send links, by the time we get it and get around to it next week, it's gone. So the ad has been removed. So go ahead and copy and paste the whole ad into the email, pictures and all, and send them to Jennifer.
Yeah,
that would be appreciated.
If you put the link in the email as well, that's great.
Okay.
Just do both.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do both.
Try not to use
right,
Word documents.
It.
They're snarly.
Okay. So just paste them into the email. That's the perfect thing to do. Thank you to Draper Therapies for coming through for us this week, and you can find them at drapertherapies.com. And I am totally losing my voice. It's good that this is my last show of the week.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy your, I think you guys said you're going to a Greyhound camp out, cookout party tomorrow. So enjoy that. Take lots of pictures of all the Greyhounds. Have fun. Everybody, please have a great, safe weekend. Spay, neuter, and geld. And don't let your dog have any allergic reactions to anything. Keep everything away from them.
Yeah, good luck with that.
From me. Yeah, thanks. Good times. Wendy Ying, do you have anything for me for allergies? I mean, come on. Ask her about it. Be great.
All right. Sounds
have a great
good.
Weekend. You
have a good time and a great weekend, everybody. Ride safe. Wear your helmet. Jamie, you forgot you're saying. I'll do that again. Ride safe, everybody. Wear your helmet.
I already said stay neuter and yell. That's twice now, though. Do it twice.